Oh, that's not a good sign. I'm thirsty.
Are we live?
Yes.
Oh. Noted. What if I start talking smack?
Feel free to talk smack.
You can talk smack away.
Oh, really?
Whoa, why is it so close to my face?
Because you're leaning forward.
I just need to not sit like a gremlin.
Wow.
That'll be difficult.
We'll get there. I am Roz. Joining me is my wife, Brittany, and in an attempt to let her have as many decisions and opinions in the marriage as possible, we are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry, and the attempt tonight is with these, the sours. Now, Ian and I have attempted to do the sours ourselves once or twice, and we hated it, and then Brittany would come in and try and tell us how wrong we were. So it has turned into every now and then when Ian is not available, Brittany would like to have a sour night. So this is sour night, and we went, what do we do? You really wanted to try this one.
Because people said it was good online.
Everyone said the jam, so there's two jamborees from Two Crows. One, and the can is similarly styled, but just slightly different colors. So these ones are the colors of mango, coconut, and vanilla. But there's a
jamboree is my
strawberry, guava, and
passion fruit, I think.
Something like that?
Yeah.
But they're both there. You could buy the jamboree, or you could buy the jamboree. So not to crap on that, but and the other jamboree, not this one, is your favorite.
It is my favorite.
Weirdly, it's not my favorite sour. My favorite sour remains Breton's Let's Jam. Last year's one, which was blueberry and pomegranate. We have this year's Let's Jam, which we're going to do in a few weeks when we do more sours. But for now, we get to open up. This is out of Roof Hounds Brewing Company in Kingston, Nova Scotia right now. It is, this one has it has more than one pun in the title. It's Time to Grow a Pear. But pear is spelt P-E-A-R as the fruit, and time is spelt as in the spice. So I assume that they're saying, oh, time to grow a pear is
there's
sort of
pear and thyme in it.
Pear and thyme. So I think it's going to be a spicy pear sour, and I am curious about that.
It is only 4%.
It is the weaker of the two. So I wonder what happens if I look up, because of course I haven't looked up this before. Time to grow up. Wait, I'm spelling pear wrong. Yeah. And our 3-month-old is definitely trying to get involved here. Time to grow a pear. Roof Hound. Time to grow a pear cheesecake. And wait, what?
I don't think that's it.
Heritage Brewing. See, these are all the untapped ones, but I don't really want to. Ah! I will go to our friends over at the Atlantic Canada Beer Blog.
Okay.
On one Friday wrap up of June of 2017. What? Oh my god. We've had this for a while. Time to Grow a Pear Blueberry Kettle Sour is a complex and flavorful beer that will be hitting their taps as well as...
Is it on their website?
Blueberry Kettle? No, because, you know, you don't update your website ever.
You checked?
The Google results did not allow me to get anything from their site. Are you getting grumpy? Someone wasn't offered a sour beer.
Is it the Grumpy Sour?
No, that's a different one. And we've also had the Mojito Sour, which was one of our first sours that we had a couple of years ago. And I liked that one. I thought that one wasn't all that bad. This one just refuses to load. So I'm going to... Oh, that's going to be handy if the lights...
The Upside Down has arrived.
Yeah, that's the lights flicker here and there. I'm just going to open this stupid thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll try it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Today we're going with Blueberry Kettle Sour. And through the magic of the internet, I'm going to pass you the bottle opener. Woo, that's got some... Okay.
It's got a deeper smell than my jamboree.
It do. It's not right up at the top of the thing, is it? It's a little further down. So... Unlike Ian and I are often in two different locations every week, but this time, since Brittany and I are in the same house and the baby is here, we're sitting at the same table, and we've got one microphone, so the quality is a little different. I'm going to try to mix with it. What a curious color. That is orange. It's not like copper, or this is nearly Fanta colors.
It kind of is.
You know, this is Orange Crush almost. That is very, very orange in color.
It's opaque.
Oh, yours is a little different.
Yeah, mine's thicker.
maybe I didn't shake mine up enough.
I don't think I did.
It smells like a basic sour, but it might have some more fruity things going on, but it's pretty normal.
Kind of smells like the farmhouse at Ross Farm Museum.
That could be what they're going for. Sort of drying fruits on their racks. All right, well, let's go for it.
Oh, that's pretty good. It's almost smoky. There's a smoky something to it.
There is. Ooh, that is. The sour is still there, but it's not.
It's not in your face.
No, it's not mouth squeezing sour. I'm trying to figure out what these flavors are. Do you know? Oh, sadly, you're not going to know what I mean. There's a soft drink in Scotland called Iron Brew, and it looks and tastes very similar to Iron Brew.
Ah, yes, the Iron Brew.
Oh, Ian, yeah, the Iron Brew sour. He would enjoy this one. That isn't terrible. If someone handed me and just said, here is a sour beer, this is kind of what I would expect from it. I'm certainly not tasting any thyme or spice, but it does say blueberry kettle sour. But I'm not really getting a blueberry either. Or a pear. Blueberry.
You can't go outside. You'll get run over by Kyle.
The dog should not go out while the lawn is being mowed. Oh! There's a bit extra carbonation in that, mm-hmm. or am I crazy? Mm-mm. I feel like it's a bit. I'm coughing on it every single time.
No, it is. It is more carbonated than the Jamboree.
Let me get the rest of my bottle in the glass, and I think maybe it'll be just as opaque as yours, because mine is crystal clear off the top. So I want to get all the sea monkeys in there.
I didn't have the full.
That's the stuff. That looks more similar. But it gives it a bit more of an unfiltered beer look now. There was nothing to see on the bottle. It's just the standard Roof Hound. It's just a lovely brown, it's sort of like a brown paper bag packaging on it. It says Roof Hound Brewing Company, and then Time to Grow a Pear. It always looks like they're the name of the beer on the stamp, and the percentage is always hand-drawn or handwritten on with a Sharpie, but I'm hoping that they just make a copy, because I can't imagine trying.
I know.
You know,
it's bottling day.
If it was stuff like IPA, IPA, ESB, ESB, then someone says, we've named this one for a Glorious Walk in the Golden Wood. No, I'm not writing that on 30 bottles. You gotta be kidding me.
What kind of bottles are these? Are these called stubbies?
I think these are called stubbies. They're like a tall stubby, though, because a little stubby was often like that. But the shape of the neck up at the top, where it's very rounded, and then it goes
antique medicine bottle.
Sure. Yeah, we'll call it that. And we have made pint glasses. I gave you, I think I gave you Beewolves.
Yeah.
And
not a pint glass.
Spotty glass. That's a pint glass-ish. It's a 16. Yeah, so this is part of Ian and I's argument.
Yeah.
And I have met people in the different pubs, and you ask for a pint, and then they pour it. And I've had the bartender say, you know, if a bartender in the UK offered that to someone, there'd be fists thrown, because that's not a proper pint. So there's the 16-ounce pint here in Canada.
I should be sitting on the other side. I'm way too nosy to be sitting on this side.
It's just mowing the lawn.
No, there's people going in and out of the driveway over there.
Watching his corners?
I'm worse than all of them.
Yeah, I don't know why I chose this. I think it was just that the power cords were going that way. But this is where we're at.
I hope that people can hear this boy.
I do have, yeah, the gain is up quite high on the microphone, because it's in between the two of us, because we don't have fancy same room microphone desk things. Perhaps eventually. You know, I have actually occasionally, no, I have not looked anything up. I quickly looked up potential grants, because you could get a grant for things like that, but I think you need to be like a registered company. You can't just be some dude. But I'll ask Spencer about that. He's my in with grants and things like that. But I thought, okay, if we kind of became
I get, but then if, even if we say we are a not for profit kind of thing and we gain grants, but then all of a sudden we have like a whole tax situation to fill out.
Bad enough already.
It's not terrible.
No, I like it. I mean, I like all sours, mostly.
You don't like all sours, though. That's true.
So
what was the one that you had? You didn't
the
like?
Garrison one.
I think we still have that one for next time.
Oh, shoot. What it? Puck? No. Pucker up? No?
No,
grapefruit.
It was like mango something. Yeah, like the words.
Mango dragon fruit?
Yeah, it was just mango dragon fruit sour.
It wasn't good.
And I couldn't quite put my fist on it either because it seemed like it was too sour. Where my opinion on sours is the same opinion I have on hot sauces. If it's just the thing, like the fire or the sour,
yeah,
with no flavor to mix with it, then it's just... it's not very good.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to blow your head off, but you're not going to enjoy it. I would like it to be, you know, it could be sour, but it needs to work well with whatever other flavors it's got going on.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I did not like that.
Mm. It's still kind of difficult to drink only because, yeah, I just don't like
I sours. Still got bubbles coming to the surface.
I do as well. Mine is still, it is still carbonating as we speak. I've got a little froth around the edge. I think mine's more bubbly than yours.
Mine's just small fireworks coming up here from the bottom. Also, for real, why does my accent come out when I do this beer thing?
I think it's because you're trying to pay too close attention to how you sound as opposed to just sounding like
a person,
yourself.
A human.
And this, you're like, I've done this. I've listened to my own recorded voice for, I don't know, 11, 12 years now, and I'm just, yeah.
I'm about 3 octaves lower, and there's a twang that only comes out when I'm drinking.
Definitely good thing that you're on a drinking show. It's now starting to thicken up the back of my throat like I just had a glass of lemonade.
Like you're, oh yeah.
It's like kind of citrusy, is a really thick juice thing, and that's the other thing that I don't like about sours. But it's the same thing. If someone says, "Oh, have a glass of lemonade," I think great. And halfway through, I'm like, "Mwah."
What?
I feel like I'm getting over a cold. Mwah. I feel mucusy when I drink stuff like this. Yes, exactly.
Pterodactyl baby.
Exactly. You see.
When you leave a horse barn, there's a taste in your mouth. That's kind of what I'm tasting.
I agree to the first part, but I don't... Yeah, there is a taste in your mouth when you do a horse barn, but I don't think this is it yet. He's like, oh yeah, horse barn, I know what you're talking about. For sure. For sure!
Hi.
Say what you will, he loves sitting on the table.
He loves his bouncy chair.
Well, that too.
What?!
He was actually, he was kind of happy in his, like, car carrier sitting right there, but I thought, no, I'll put him in the fun one, because I know he loves to bounce. In fact, the colors on his bouncy chair are more like the other Jamboree.
Oh, yeah.
It's very similar to the strawberry. Yeah, the strawberry guava. You gonna drink sours like Mom?
Yeah, yeah.
No, son of mine! Fine, do what you want. Yeah, I will.
Yeah, woo.
Fine. You play water polo and drink sour beer.
This dog.
Is she trying to get your attention, or is she trying to draw your attention to the fact that some strange person is mowing our lawn right now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know what she's doing. I think, Lou is still out because
with me.
I wouldn't let him back in,
yeah,
because I knew he was going to be a pain.
Tell him.
The whole fam damily is on the beer show. Yeah. And he says, "Listen, it's not even beer, Father.
He needs his own webcam.
It's sour beer." Next time, buddy.
Baby Cam.
I'll absolutely get you hooked up so you can be part of this. We are not above exploitation in this family. Clicks for cute baby noises.
Yes. Maybe.
I'm unsure how I feel about it. Now that I'm...
Is it thickening?
Yeah.
It thickens. I don't like a beverage that thickens my saliva.
I think I could only have one of these in a row.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like the other one didn't do this, but did we have a full one, or did we just try a little sampler one?
Of this?
Yeah.
It was just, we split a flight, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. And the motorcycles are driving
by. The bees are here.
So glad that tonight is the night that everyone decided to make lots of noises. It's like our wedding all over again. Get the tractors out! I'm almost struggling a bit. I will be happy to do what Ian often does and leave, you know, a finger or two at the bottom for afters for comparison. That's what he started doing.
Oh.
It's kind of a good idea.
You find much more than me. How do you do that?
How
do you just pour it down your throat?
I'm trying to put it in my face and struggle through it.
How do you drink a beer?
Well,
do you just, like, open your epiglottis?
No.
Huck it back?
Normally, I will pour, like, kind of a mouth. You get a mouthful.
Yeah.
And then it's there. And then you're sort of, okay, toss back. Sometimes it takes two gulps to get rid of the mouthful. I mean, you could chug, glug, 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 glug. And that's where I usually start. That's just it. When you took your first sip to see what it was like, you took this little... You know, a bit of a princess tea kind of thing. But my thing that I usually do is, all right, my first taste of it is going to be like three glugs back. Because by that point, it hadn't started being the thickest thing in the world. Mm. It wasn't, oh, this is, it's like lemon gravy. What is this? This is just
I could have skipped supper for this.
The sourness is going away, but the thickness remains. So it,
oh my gosh. I need to stay back here. My head is so round. This is where he gets it from.
Oh no. I have a round head too.
It's also coming from below, so it's not a...
We're the round head family. Yeah, I probably could have put everything up on the pedestal on the thing. Ooh, I could have put like a thing over here. Best laid plans.
Over the shoulder.
Yeah, could have all our cool glam shots and whatnot. The tripod's around here somewhere. Regardless.
I just saw it the other day because we took it with us to the city.
Yes, but and I finally brought it out of the trunk.
I don't remember where I saw it. Yeah.
not within eye. Is eye shot a word? You say it's not within earshot. Can you be an eye shot of something?
Not in focus. Not in...
Your general periphery? I've heard that one before. Yeah. Not at first glance. There's a word for in your...
Not in passing.
In your current glance opportunities. I'm going to go
with... glance.
I'm going to go with eye shot. I think eye shot should be a word. I like it.
Boop, boop, boop. Let's
okay.
The eyebrows.
Leaving a tiny amount of that at the bottom. And it just... It... I did like it. It's pretty good. You can have, honestly, yeah, you can have four and sour. I'm happy to give that like a 7.75. That's nearly, could be even, you know, in eight-ish territory.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's tasty, it's fine, it's what it's supposed to do. Just because I don't like sours and I don't like that doesn't mean that sour drinkers shouldn't drink that, which is why, you know, we're kind of probably weighing heavier on your opinions than mine tonight.
No, I'd probably give that an 8. The weird aftertaste.
Don't they all do that, though?
No.
I feel like they all do that. Yeah. He's absolutely right. So there was no description on the time to grow a pair from Roofhound, the 4%, and there's also no description on the two grows, and we've talked about this before. Beautiful, exciting, eclectic can, as per usual, and it sort of has the colors. It's the Jamboree Mango Coconut and Vanilla. It is a 4.8%, so a little stronker, but it's got these little shapes
outside of, so there's the two crows in the front, and then these kind of red, orange, and yellowy, and even maroon sort of geometric shapes, even a wavy line or two. There's sort of some curves and a little spludge puddle.
That about sums it up.
It's all on there. But on the other side, the description is usually just three words, and this one is tropical, lush, fuzzy. Fuzzy is an interesting thing to call a beverage.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Because that's sort of how I felt about that one, where it was very thick, cloying to the back of my throat. Yeah. It felt fuzzy because it makes the inside of my mouth feel fuzzy. Mine fizzed.
I'm afraid.
I'm fine. Mmm! Oh! Ooh! Oh my goodness. That is very... You don't usually get this kind of a review, but the flavor as you lick it off your own hands, very thick on the coconut. Mmm. Oh my goodness.
I have to add, we're cheating with this one, because we did try a taster of it.
We did, and we still got it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the color of mango, though.
I can smell the coconut just from pouring
it. Yeah, very strong coconut. And I'm not against that. I like coconut. So I guess if you don't like coconut, don't get the coconut sour. If you don't like mango, stay away as well.
I can smell the mango. But it smells like those mango gummy things.
I think it smells like those dried coconut chips that you can get.
Baby Buddha.
Or coconut oil. It's Baby Buddha.
That's a brand of things that sells coconut chips.
Oh.
Well, you can get them at Winners.
Hey. You're...
Oh. It smells like Malibu.
A little. Oh. I didn't overdo Malibu, so I actually still like that stuff. I knew a friend who still drank it late in her 20s. Oh, yeah. Everyone has an overdose alcohol. Mine was 151 rum.
Okay. Apple juice and Malibu caribou. Have you never heard 151 Rum, the song?
No.
Divorce.
What's caribou? What's the caribou part? You're just making rhymes? You're not putting caribou in your drink? I'll have an elk and lime, please.
I'm for sure that's what it says.
Maybe they're talking about the place. Maybe they're going to caribou.
Those are certainly words.
Yep. You found the lyrics to the one. Is it just called the 151 song? Do I even want to know who it's by? I hope you're going to say Pitbull.
Tech N9ne.
Don't know who that is.
Caribou Loo is what the song is called.
Oh! So, maybe Caribou Loo is the bartender and it's just kind of rhyming.
151 rum, pineapple juice, and Malibu caribou, get them all numb.
So yeah, Caribou Loo. So you're talking to caribou, but you're rhyming with Malibu. So because caribou get them all drunk on these delicious flavors.
Genius has told me what it is.
Oh.
Tech N9ne and his friends were one day at a party in 1995, specifically, mixing up some drinks and came up with Caribou Loo, a mixture of 151 rum, pineapple juice, and Malibu liquor.
Yuck.
That sounds awful.
That sounds terrible. That sounds worse than mango, coconut, and vanilla in a beer. Because this, I remember thinking that this is actually kind of okay. And I think, I still think I'm going to like it.
I think I was iffy about it, but I don't really like coconut all that much in drinks. The smell is great.
We shall see.
Yeah, that's some strong coconut. It tastes like it says it should, though. I'll give it that.
Well, no sign of vanilla. And honestly, they could have knocked mango and vanilla off of this.
It is mainly coconut.
It is mainly coconut. Tropical? Well, coconut makes you feel like it's tropical. Because that's what they put the coconut scent in, like, suntan lotion. Yep. You're supposed to feel like you're on a carnival cruise or whatever. Lush? I don't know. The French translation of lush is riche, and I honestly agree that it might be a bit more riche in flavor.
Velvouté.
Velouté. Fuzzy. Is your sour beer fuzzy?
Jambo mango.
Well, I do sort of feel like I'm chewing on coconut husks. And those are fuzzy, so maybe.
Do you think if you're on Survivor,
this is
what this would taste like?
Well, wouldn't that be kind of cruel?
This is a Survivor drink.
I hate it when they do that, because when you're watching Survivor and they say, oh, you just won this challenge. They're on a tropical island where they're foraging for berries and fruits and stuff, and then they win a challenge, and then they go to the fancy place. Oh, what do you have for us? We've got this tray of assorted tropical fruits. Dude, we've been picking that for 5 days. We live on tropical fruits. What do you think? Yours are just a little fancier because they came from the grocery store? Wrong.
Sometimes they get PB&J sandwiches.
That would be amazing because you can't do that for yourself out there. It's sort of like saying, hey, we found this. We cooked up this crab that we found down on the beach today. Woo, here you go. Like, why are they serving them things that they can just find themselves?
Oh, that's tomorrow. That's right.
Is that a yo? What? Oh, Survivor. Were you getting excited because Survivor was on? Mm-hmm. I might like this more than you, but I think that's because I like coconut more than you.
It doesn't really taste like a sour.
The sour is behind the coconut.
Yeah.
And when you either get used to the coconut, much like you kind of get used to the sourness, whatever the upfront flavor is, it eventually goes away in drinking the whole fang.
Whoa, buddy.
But letting the, what?
Yours is almost gone.
Yeah.
I'm getting there. It's not yet.
I'm drinking at the pace that I usually drink and keeping up with you.
Wait, no.
That's my excuse.
I poured more in it at first.
There you go.
That's the end of it.
I still have okay. more.
Okay. Not that much.
It's still there. Goo. Yeah. You're definitely joining in the conversation. Yeah.
I think he doesn't like it when people talk to each other and don't talk to him.
No. Include me in the conversation, please. His eyebrows are going crazy, but at least doesn't look like he's working on anything. Like he's just smiling, talking.
And they're not overly red yet, so he's not.
And the occasional yawn.
He's so expressive with his eyebrows.
So of his three usual states of sleepy, hungry, or needing to poop, I don't think he's at any of them right
now. No, he's not. He's just vibing in his seat.
Moving towards sleepy at the moment.
Yeah.
The coconut is starting to go away, and there is a fruit underneath, but I'm not convinced.
Is it mango?
I'm not convinced that it's mango.
I've got some kind of a peppery taste going on.
Mm-hmm. Is it just like an orangey?
I think we were spoiled with the taster.
Maybe.
Because you don't get that deep into it.
Well, and that Ian has discussed this, where when we compare two things that are similar, like if you have a light beer and a dark beer, the light beer is going to taste like the best light beer you've ever had, and the dark, because they're going to contrast, mm-hmm. and you'll be like, whoa, this is so fun and funky. So when you have a lot of kind of very hoppy tasting beers, and then you taste this, you're like, boom, this is really just blowing me away. So I don't know if we're doing anybody any favors by drinking similar beers, and then because then we really get a little too deep into it. Because comparing two sours, they're obviously different.
Oh, very, but
I think the Roof Hound clings more, has more of that sour flavor.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, now I can almost taste a bit of a spice in the back of that one.
Okay.
A little bit of the thyme in the back of that, just because I've been fighting off coconut for so long.
I'm feeling this.
Well, I am.
What happens when you don't drink for 9 months?
Well, also, whenever you open a can, sometimes you drink a third of it, and then you save the rest for the next day, and then it's in the fridge,
and then I end up
finishing it off.
Because it's gross when it's in the fridge.
So
thought, why put it in the fridge if you know it's going to be gross when you try to have it later?
I don't have the heart to throw it out.
You have to wait until it's gross and then you can.
Yes.
Okay, that does make sense.
I kind of like the time to grow a pear one more so now, but I still do.
Do I take another drink of that?
I don't want to drink either of these ever again.
No, me either.
But I appreciate and enjoy the weirdness and the, I don't know, slightly different themes that they brought to it. Mm. A coconut flavor to a sour makes sense. I think that's a really good application.
If you like coconut.
Mm-hmm. Still tastes rather tropical.
You heard why?
Oh, are you getting upset now?
You're getting problematic.
I'm problematic. Oh. It's a problem.
Yeah, I still can't tell what tropical note this coconut. mango one is.
Oh.
Underneath. Because I'm not convinced it is mango. And the vanilla's missing.
So I think it's just the coconut's so overpowered.
Yeah, but it...
It's a problem.
It should be somewhere, the other flavors. I think they lose points for not having the flavors that they're saying that it's going to have. Even though, yeah. We can't tell what the time to grow a pear one was because someone said it was a blueberry kettle sour in 2017, yeah. But shouldn't it have pear and thyme?
I don't...
I was wrong. You were working on a poop. Lovely. Oh, that's a good story. Who were we talking? Right.
It was my,
we got a call. And someone just announcing that they were getting married. We were trying to say, yes, wonderful. Congratulations. So much good news there. And then at the very tail end, they said, well, okay, we'll keep you informed. We said, yeah, you know, was when that's going to happen and as the planning goes. We said, yeah, absolutely. And once again, congratulations. Talk to you soon. See ya. And in the 2.5 seconds between the bye at the end of the conversation and them actually hanging up the phone, this one, this little bundle of joy made the squirtiest deposit in his diaper. Oh, so the timing on that was... And congratulations again about the wedding. Talk to you soon. Click. He's just... The comedic timing on this one is certainly getting there. Oh my goodness. Need to be able to see these legs. Look at these legs! They're like ham hocks. Ham hocks!
They're strong too, and he's kicking me at night.
Yeah! So it's one of those things... What is the one where... is it... Hippos or rhinos, where they look fat, but they're actually quite muscular?
Hippos. Hippos are dangerous.
They're crazy good, because once they start going, they're actually incredibly powerful. Where you just sort of like, oh, that's just a big, manatee, and it's just full of flab and whatnot. But apparently it's all muscles.
Yeah, I don't think
he's quite there yet. Leg day, though. A lot of leg day.
Oh, yeah. It's bulk season. I don't like it.
It's getting more and more bitter as I get closer to the bottom of it, which is odd. Maybe that's the mango. It's a bit of a bitter citrus, sort of, kind of, a little bit. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Been a while since being a guest. We have more guests in the future. I think it's Ian and I next week. And then I have vague plans to bring back IPA night and have some other homebrewing friends to have there. And then in a couple of weeks, we're talking to another brewery. So we got a couple of breweries lined up for June. And then a couple more who are interested. What got me is when I invited one or two breweries, a couple of the local ones, they both said the same thing. Yeah. We'd be interested in that later, but right now it's the peak of brewing season. And I just went, all right, having absolutely no clue when brewing season is, because I thought, isn't it kind of like a year-round thing? Or is it like you brew in spring so that you can serve in summer, and then you brew in fall to serve in winter? Is that, maybe I'll ask next time we talk to one when someone says, this is the brewing season. I'll say, yeah, it's about that. I should like to discuss your finer points on what on earth you're talking about. So you would give this less points.
Yeah.
I think I would too, but I think that means I'm going to bump up my time to grow a pear, because this one I think is...
Now an 8-ish?
I think it might be 8.5. I think it's quite delicious. 7? And this one is still either a 7.9 or an 8.
I give that
it's
one
still pretty good.
Yeah.
Because it's not gross. I have tried gross sours that I do not like.
As a non-coconut lover, I'd give it a 7.
Mm.
But that's not a fair assessment, because it's marketed as a coconut.
True. But I think the problem with the coconut one is that it promises coconut, mango, and vanilla. And we're getting...
And delivers coconut.
Here you go. Here's the coconut. I said, well, I ordered 2 other items on my pizza, ma'am. Where's where them toppings at? Try going back to the time to grow a pear for one sip. If you can.
No. I took a big old swig of that.
Yeah, maybe you're doing... That's the other thing. You're sipping at these where I'm kind of giving it a good glug. Did it hit wrong? Is it... What? It's so different, isn't it?
The smell of it, for it's, some reason.
Oh, feet. Yes.
Yeah.
Really... Oh, yeah, it's really awful feet.
Yeah, no, that's... I can definitely taste the thyme in it now.
Right, it's so strange. We went to the coconut and had to go to the coconut and come back to the thyme to be all, ooh, mmm.
And it's obviously... It's husky. It's almost smoky. It's...
Yeah. Was that the one that you said was very smoky to begin with?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if that was just the spice.
Oh, you could probably go out now. I'm not getting up, though.
No, we'll let you out in a minute. We're almost done. 45 minutes. That'll do. Right, to get through.
We're at 45 minutes?
Yeah. And we got through four sours. Well, 2 each. Remember when we talked about getting like 3 or 4 sours and splitting them?
Yeah.
In retrospect, I probably would have liked to split some of them, but I don't think I would have liked to split 4.
That would be like 2 full drinks.
We get to come back and do it, because if we don't find more sours and you get to come on again later, then I'm going to make you drink things like, you know, we're going to try the Rausch beer from Tanner and Company.
That's disgusting.
Wait. You don't even know what Rausch beer is.
No, I don't.
It basically tastes like campfire smoke.
Why would anybody want that?
Because it's so good.
I run away from the smoke.
Smoky goodness.
Why are you putting your feet together?
But you like smoky sausages.
Yeah.
You see which smoky taste.
Food.
So what's that? It's smoky food. Smoky juice. smoky beer. Smoky whatnot.
Which one's which? Oh, this is...
Hi. I think I want to like it more than I do.
The coconut?
The coconut one. Because I do like coconut, and I do appreciate them for... What I like about these are they're not just sour.
No. Because
most of the time, someone will, like, the Garrison one that we tried, and the Let's Jam, and the other jamborees are all like, here you go, sour, and a slightly different flavor of fruit mixtures.
Mm-hmm.
But these ones are all, oh, sour with a twist of this, or sour with, yeah, no one's doing coconut, let's try that. So I like the fruit mixtures are a little bit different. And I try to reward outside the box thinking and possibilities, but honestly, if this one had the mango back end and a little sweetened vanilla flavor throughout, oh yeah. It would be delicious, but it just, I think the coconut
too much coconut
strengthens out. So yeah, 7.9. Sticking with a 7.9 for that one. But moving up to like an 8.3. 8.3 nearing an 8.4 on the time to grow pair. I do like that.
I concur.
As a sour, because as a dark, malty beer drinker, these are both really gross. But the colors are fun. Summer colors. We're drinking summer sours. Because
summer sours are in the liquor store now. Oh.
Kelsey is asking you to look alive.
I can't.
She looks perfectly alive. What are you complaining about?
I look like a gremlin.
She's complaining. Here's the problem. She thinks that... So the cameras are actually not awful. Really... You know, well, they're also awful. But they're about a foot away from me, but about 4 feet away from her. But the zoom... Maybe the zoom is wrong. She looks like she's ready for a ghost walk. That's because, yes, I think the white balance on the second camera isn't as good as the one on this one. Also, she's getting the reflection off the outside and everything. Yeah, you need more golden light. You are, yeah. You're not actually pale, but you're pale in this light.
Yes, I am.
This guy's pale. Look at you. We tried to put you in the sun for like 10 minutes. Came back like a roast lobster. That's the Scottish blood in you, I think. She's making me look very tan. That's why she's on the show. It's the light. Yep, she's right. It's not a paleness. So for everyone listening to this as opposed to viewing this, we're talking about the camera options. Regardless, Kelsey will be actually joining us on the show next week because we'll be talking about the new beer at Annapolis Brewing Company along the way in Annapolis Royal, which they gained the recipe for the Bad Apple Brewhouse box cutter IPA. So that's what we're going to be trying next week. Totally, yes. The lights flicker when I say box cutter IPA. That's very daunting. The ghost of breweries paused. Is what we're going to be talking about next week. And we'll just compare that to one of the other IPAs that we happen to have on us. Because we needed to have both Kelsey available is going to be talking to us. Ian's going to be back because Ian has had a lot of the box cutter and I don't actually remember ever trying it before. Mostly because I think I was avoiding IPAs during those years. And then, more things in the futar. So check out the podcast itself. It's available in all of the podcasty places. I think I've got it up on like Apple Play, and then it's on Google Podcasts. I think it's on Spotify, and I think it's on Amazon, whatever Amazon's thing is, which I forget what it is. But you could also check out the website at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. Try to link to it every now and then. And then I try to get a couple archives up on the YouTube videos, and I try to put them on the Drink NS Dry Facebook page. So go give us a like if you're watching this, or if you're watching this even as an archive. Yeah! And so from all of us here, I'm going to have this last little sip.
Oh, I finished mine.
You are done!
Well done.
Coconut, fun. Thank you very much to my wife for making me drink these. Just to extend the palate. What I've learned is you drink one sour, and then the second sour, the first sour drink tastes better somehow.
You're right.
Nothing else we've learned that much. Join us again next week. Thanks for Kelsey. Thanks to Kelsey for stopping by in the chat there, and we'll see you next week, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Woo! Yeah, we'll get gurgled at by whoever's in the room. We gotta go change a butt. Okay, good night.